Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hey, Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Tim McKernan, Douglas Elvin, Vaughn Ben Fredrickson for the Cat, who is with the Cardinals in Philadelphia. And a lot of people have their eyes on Philadelphia over the next 3 days as these two clubs get together and finally settle the score.
It's a team that's sneaky good. They're just kind of laying in the weeds right now.
Right.
I'm not sure they didn't intentionally get off to this bad start, so other clubs will overlook them, and they'll make a Sunday charge.
I saw that Fox, during the U.S. Open, was promoting next weekend's baseball games, which in and of itself is somewhat surprising. But secondarily, even more surprising, was the fact the game... Did you see the game they were promoting?
No.
Nurse, Nancy, Chasey, no. Lane? The Brewers and the Braves.
Oh, wow. When those two clubs
people
get together.
People want to see Matt Adams, man.
You know, the Braves.
He raked again last night.
He did.
The Braves used to be in Milwaukee.
Oh, boy, there was a ton of bad blood. And this is the first time that they faced their old.
First time ever. Yeah. Since Hank Aaron and Red Shanings and Joe Adcock led the Braves to the World Series championship.
I wonder why they haven't played.
Oh, I'm sure they've played. I made that up.
Oh. Well, it'll be fun this Saturday afternoon. Now, I'll be out of town with mi familia. You like that? That's actually Spanish for my family.
Yeah. Are you going to record the game and watch it later?
And I think I might gather around the hearth and watch the Brewers and Braves.
Right. Even if it's a week old by the time you get back home in time to see it, it's still... It's one of those games that's going to be worth watching.
They'll be talking about it for months.
Right.
I wonder how
Matt Adams will have hit 10 more home runs by the time you watch the game.
He raked again last night is what he did. How many home runs does he have since going to the Braves?
10.
Is it 10?
And 27.
He had one with the Cardinals.
And that is over the course of 3 years?
Less than a month.
I don't understand.
10 home runs. But everybody hits home runs now.
Nice take.
Except for the Cardinals.
Last year, Nolan Arenado led the National League with 41 home runs. This year in the majors, there are 21 players on pace to hit 40 or more. Clayton Kershaw has given up more home runs already in June than he has in any year of his career.
He gave up four last night at home against the Mets, but the Mets have some of the biggest sticks in the game.
No, they don't.
Biggest what?
Jose Reyes went yard.
Jose Reyes
is on pace for 49 home runs?
There's a dozen or so players on pace to hit 45 or 50 home runs. It's like they're hitting a Super Bowl. Balls are going in places that they've never been before in stadiums. There's something going on. And all I can think of, the easy answer is the baseballs are different.
Doug thinks they're juiced.
Yeah, I think the baseballs are definitely juiced. You saw the game, no doubt, in Baltimore. Every fly ball was a home run. Guys were leaning out over the plate and hitting balls with one hand that were going 10 rows deep into the seats.
There seems to be like a lot of conspiracy about what the balls are made of. And I don't know why the league doesn't come out and say, look, they either are or they aren't. Why won't the league just answer it?
Yeah.
There seems to be so much.
It's hard to believe that the next batch they got from Puerto Rico or wherever they're made is somehow different than the last batch. But something is going on. Scooter Gennett hit four home runs in one game. Scooter Gennett!
Don't underestimate Scooter, though.
They're hitting home runs.
There are guys that come back from Tommy John that first year and talk about how they feel like they have to search for command in those that year. You felt that more so this year than maybe in the past?
Yeah, I'm the same as everybody else. Not a superhero. Just out there trying to pitch.
Don't get snarky with us, Lindsay. They're hitting home runs now at the same rate they did in the height of the steroids era.
But you don't think they're juicing?
I don't think the players are, no.
The ball's juiced.
I think the ball is, yeah. Something is definitely going on.
When is Freeman supposed to be back? Before the All-Star break?
Like, when is Freddie Freeman back? I know you stayed.
I don't have that exact date for you.
Because if he's not, Atlanta's representative could be...
He was going to be out 10 weeks, I think, right?
Yeah.
Matt Adams could be their All-Star representative.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. Who else they have? John Smoltz?
Freddie Freeman was playing catch the other day. That's from the 680 The Fan.
Ooh. It is the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Derek Gould with us coming up at 8:30. And we'll get you ready for this Cardinals and Phillies series. It's kind of an all Pennsylvania week for the Cardinals as the Pirates come to town.
That's neat. I like geographical humor. To think that they went from Baltimore to Philadelphia. Very short ride.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bicycle.
Right.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great.
Oh, we missed the lady throwing herself off the balcony.
Yeah, Plowhawk, go ahead. And
we need the whole thing.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right?
There she went. You could hear her.
How about that whole deal?
President of the United States.
What a world. How about that whole thing?
I love that clip.
Great football in Missouri, too.
Yep.
I think in the city that just got trolling lost its team.
He was trolling us. I'd like to hear that one now, Plowzame.
Missouri. Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
He's trolling us.
Yeah, now he's making reference to the Arkansas comeback. Saw it coming.
Mm.
Joe Buck addressed the confusion regarding Brooks Koepka's girlfriend yesterday. He appeared on Dan Patrick's show. Take a listen if you would.
I'd like to. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Happy that a long week of golf is in the books, and obviously with your boy Brooks, now we all know who he's dating, especially me. That's exciting. I wasn't up on that information. I got handed a card by a buddy who was phenomenal all week, and it had old info on it, and you know, we got it right before we get off the air. But that's not the world we live in these days. You have to do the apology tour for getting the week old girlfriend wrong.
Did you talk to Koepka and his new girlfriend about what you said?
No, I got the hell out of Wisconsin. The only person I feel bad for in the whole situation is his ex-girlfriend.
She didn't even get the
moment. I still don't know her name. I don't know the name of the current girlfriend, the week-old girlfriend, and I probably won't know going forward. But good for him. And
I don't think anybody really worried about that.
Oh, no. You got to make fun of people on Twitter, though.
There were about 15 articles yesterday that popped up as soon as it happened.
Because he had the wrong girlfriend.
Well, Joe Buck's people like to make fun of Joe Buck. And, I mean, to his credit, he takes it in stride, and he oftentimes turns it around and is very funny about it. I mean, he even went on, the Barstool Guys podcast and, made fun of himself, did, Joe Buck faces. But, yeah, they like to beat him up.
Yeah, I've never really understood that at all. Not in the least do I understand that, what Joe Buck does to infuriate anybody. I don't get it. I just don't.
I don't think any people have any clue how hard it is to broadcast golf.
And how great he is.
My God. I don't even know half those guys. No. Even the people who do the games all the time, who don't go do other sports like he does, they don't know all the names.
Yeah, I'm sure when he prepared for the U.S. Open, he was really diving into the biographical information on Brooks Koepka. Somebody else hand him the information.
Well, that's what your producer does there.
And the producer burned him in that case.
Yeah, the producer was wrong. Joe Buck's about the only good thing about the Fox telecast.
Oh, damn. Sounds like you don't like Zinger.
Well, I didn't this year. They've taken a step back from last year. The first year, they were awful.
Doug, did you like their production at Oakmont versus their production at Chambers
attention.
Bay?
I know.
Last year, they got better.
I just watched the golf.
Julie Engster, God love her, getting paid to say three words for 18 holes. He's got an 8-iron, Bob.
That's kind of like my role on this show.
Here's your check. You're done.
I'd like that gig.
Jay Delsing was talking about it was great to be on the course for Fox. He didn't say a word Sunday. Did it even work? I didn't hear him.
He was hitting that media buffet.
And they told and Curtis Strange, I mean, I guess you can just work wherever you want. He was on ESPN and ABC for the early coverage of the Masters on ESPN. No. Fox doesn't own ESPN and ABC.
Fox doesn't. No, ESPN and ABC.
Yeah, ESPN did the first two rounds of the Masters. There he is in the butler cabin. And now he's working for Fox. You just go wherever you want.
No non-competes, Doug.
We need somebody to walk the course. How about Strange? Get him.
That's a good thing, though.
That's all they do.
Does this bother you if somebody works at different networks? I mean, who cares? That used to be a huge thing.
Well, the fact is, if you're going to do golf telecasts, wouldn't you have your own people in there? You're grabbing somebody from ESPN?
He's a free agent.
Whatever. It just was a bad telecast. I don't know. They got so many things wrong.
What did they get wrong, really?
Azinger said something early that, or, I liked Azinger. This year, for some reason, I think he's trying to take over the booth. Last year was fine. Joe Buck was running it. Faxon, I thought, was great, and he just kind of chimed in.
Doug, did you like Faxon's work?
I thought he was fine.
Yeah, but
he
now they have Faxon. Faxon talked more than Joe. Faxon's basically running the booth now. And Azinger said, he doesn't need the driver here, so he'll hit a three-wood right down the middle. Well, he hit a driver.
Mm.
No, it was the opposite. He said he doesn't need, he can hit a driver here. He's got the wind at his back. It's a large fairway. I think he'll hit the driver here, put it down there close. And then you see the three-wood in his hand. He goes, and I know he saw the same thing we saw. Then again, I think he might go with the three-wood. Yeah, because you see it in his hand.
But that's okay. They're just speculating. They're just talking as you would
but
if you were
watching.
But he
did it three or four times. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. And he didn't do it. And it's, they can't follow a ball. And Curtis Strange was following one group, and the camera's up in the air. No, you don't see the ball anywhere. They're panning the sand trap over here. Curtis, we lost it. So did I. I'm back on the tee. Well, why are you following a group if you can't see?
Okay, don't get angry.
I can't see it either. Well, you're like 90. Why are you following a group? It was just a bad telecast.
I don't watch it with that kind of critical eye. I just kind of say, oh, that was a good shot.
Well, I do, because I watch a lot of golf.
Where are the chips?
And I like a lot of the different guys. Jerry Foltz is, I don't know why Jerry Foltz is still on the Golf Channel. He should be somewhere national. But it's just, you know, Fox really didn't put a lot of thought into who they were going to bring out here to do. Scott McCarron, they had one year. And
Doug, did you like Scott McCarron's work?
I don't pay attention. I don't.
And poor Jay Delsing. That's all they went to him for. Not this year. I didn't hear. He was great being on the court. I didn't hear you.
Heard Jay Delsing because I had the four broadcasts up while watching it so I could follow certain groups. And Delsing was on the Spieth group in the morning.
That's what you didn't hear.
Yeah. So he's on a feature group. Pipe down, Iggy. It's from Dingle My Berries. Tell the Orange Peel fella to simmer down on the U.S. Open broadcast and Scott McCarron.
Well, I like watching the telecast.
Butch McGuire says the telecast this year was their best yet. Oh, Iggy, they don't want you. They never will. Get over it. That's from Pine Top Perkins.
I didn't apply for a Fox Golf job.
Tim, get Holly Saunders as your caddy against Jay. He won't even be able to tee off. That's from PGA Pro Dan. Doug, now that's from PGA Pro Dan, who yesterday texted me to say that he wants to be my caddy for the fan page club championship at Normandy.
While he's playing in the tournament himself.
You have a problem with that?
Yes. Conflict of interest.
Jordan Spieth caddied for Ricky Fowler on Sunday.
He didn't.
Nobody said a thing.
Pick a team, PGA Tour Dan. Pro Tour, PGA Golf Professional.
Now, what happens if somehow I'm able to shock the world, and I put it at what? What would you put it at? A 3% chance, 6% chance? Okay, fine. Of upsetting Jay Randolph Jr. in the first round, and both PGA Pro Dan and I advance, and he's been on my bag, and now we face each other. Do you think he still works my bag when I'm playing?
I think he would. He'd still carry it for you.
Would that give him an unfair advantage?
Right. He could.
He knows
he
every.
Could club me down.
He's an expert on your bag, and he's there competing against you.
Yeah, the whole thing. I smell a rat.
What do you mean?
I just smell a rat.
Think it's rigged?
Yes.
Doug's woke.
Yeah.
I think Tim beats Jay.
Oh my God.
Well, you are coming off of a lot of success lately. You had the Mizzou golf tournament.
We did ship that, and we might have won the thing in Kirkwood. But, Doug, have you gotten the results on the Kirkwood event?
No, I don't care about the results.
So you might be in a streak.
I think I may have won the long drive, and I think my team may have won, but then they had the dice thing at the end, so I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of blew up your score.
Right, right.
It's unfortunate.
And then 2.5 weeks from now is the Free Dotum Open, which I would think you'd be the favorite in that.
I played with Wellington yesterday. Here's the situation on that, Doug. Wellington is trying to qualify for the John Deere the day before the Free Dotum.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was all over the place. He was shaping his shots beautifully yesterday at Spirit.
Don't say shaping his shots.
Is he a ball striker? Good ball striker?
He's an incredible ball striker. Wonderful putting. The greens at Spirit, phenomenal. And he says if he does not advance in the John Deere qualifying, he will be on my team at the Free Dotum.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty. It's gorgeous.
My favorite hole on the property.
Oh, stop it. On the property.
Was that Fox?
Stop. It doesn't mean you know more about golf than everyone else if you use words like that. This is quite a layout.
My favorite hole on the property.
Knock it off. I don't like talk like that.
Doug, we'll be at Tapwingo. What's your favorite hole on that property?
Stop saying property. I guess it's the one where you hit it over the lake, the little par three.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty.
God bless.
What is that, a waxing or a bleaching? Doug, could you talk to Junior and see if my wife could be the cart girl? She'll go topless. Thanks. That's from the Swinghaven board member.
Really? Swinghaven getting involved.
Tim, you won the Kirkwood event.
Oh.
There it is.
He can feel it?
Yeah, he says I can feel it.
Oh, come on. That doesn't count.
That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Stop it, Tom Tom.
Tim, that big ball Nancy Lopez was a good ball striker.
No, she wasn't
the
a ball.
Key for her was the FUPA transition.
No, she was married to Ray Knight. She was married to Ray Knight.
And they're no longer together?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Iggy, tell us about the time you got to know Brooks Koepka, you lying-ass creep. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand. I thought you knew Duffner, not Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, they just, yeah.
Was Koepka there that night at Cafe Ventana? Or no, not Cafe Ventana. What was the bar in the Central
Napoli.
West End? Yeah, Bar Napoli, yeah.
I don't think Brooks Koepka was on the tour back then.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never met Brooks Koepka.
He's only like 27, right?
Yeah.
Never have to work another day in his life. 2.16 milli he
you know,
won last
when,
weekend.
When Buck made the accident and said the wrong name, I my first reaction for him was, I feel terrible for him or his girlfriend. Because wasn't he dating like a soccer player before that?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I feel terrible for this professional golfer and his soccer playing ex and model new girlfriend. I wasn't just doubling over with, I feel so much regret for that they suffered through this embarrassment. So can people stand down a little bit and stop ripping Joe Buck?
The good thing was that
these are the three least people you should feel sorry for.
Right.
Well, it'll be like when
it was just an accident.
It'll be like when Musburger mentioned that Florida State chick. She became an overnight sensation.
Yep. Alabama. Catherine Webb. What was her last?
Webb.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I read somewhere yesterday.
She's saying Karen's girlfriend.
Yeah. She's thanking Musburger for that.
Now, I read somewhere yesterday, I don't know if it's true or not, because I saw it in two publications, and maybe the second publication stole it from the first one. But his current girlfriend, Juliet Sims Koepka, supposedly she's going to be in Sharknado 5.
Wow.
Doug, is Jenna Sims going to be in Sharknado 5?
That's the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, I saw
this
it.
This is the girl on the golf cart with him.
Yeah, said she's going to be in Sharknado 5. Well, maybe that was a CJ6 just taking shots and hoping I'd read it, but...
So that could just be made up information.
I saw someone from the fan page posted a photo of her, and she was carrying around a pineapple phone charger.
Wow. Doug, there's a lot of pineapples.
She's
going to
be very in this summer, guys.
What is the deal with that?
Well, big in Nashville. Was there?
Was it? Is it really?
I'm not kidding.
Is that right?
Everywhere. We were in the...
what is that about?
Well, we were at the...
Is this really a swinger thing?
I don't know.
Started it.
So you started this, and now everybody's making pineapple fashion?
I may have started it on this show. I certainly didn't invent the pineapple on the shopping cart or the pineapple on the porch.
I had a friend of mine say, he texted me, and he said he's going to have his wife walk around the grocery store with a pineapple in the shopping cart to see what would happen.
Yeah, it's worth doing it just to see.
Just a little social experiment?
Up. Yeah.
So how does that work, Plezzy? If it's in the cart, then it's fair game. It's
no,
on.
No. If it's where the baby is. Like you put it like
the
where
seat, the this, seat section the of the
and then what is that? What does that do?
It's kind of like a bat signal for other swingers. Okay. You know, other people like
Doug. You ever pony up at Deerberg's and see what the word is?
I haven't been to Deerberg's.
What about
in a while,
this pineapple chopped pineapple? Has it got to be the whole pineapple? Or can you get like the
it's
pineapple
a whole
cubes?
Pineapple.
The whole pineapple. Yeah. You got that? The whole deal.
What about just on clothing? Does that count? Because I was in J. Crew. They got these pineapple shorts.
Wow. I think it sends a message. Yeah.
And I definitely think the phone case is a huge swinger alarm for me.
If there's a pineapple on the phone case.
Yeah, and kind of basically telling everybody, hey, I'm texting maybe my husband, maybe my lover, I swing.
Clip that off.
So I don't know about the clothing. I do see a lot of clothing on the fan page. I'm not for sure about that, but definitely phone cases and pineapple in the cart.
Doug, let's go sample the pretty holes of the Wilmore Park property. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Dow.
My favorite hole in the property.
Stop saying property. Doesn't make it any more important, any more dramatic. I mean, you know more about golf.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty.
Stop it.
You know what I did realize watching the Fox telecast? every hole there's birds chirping. There's no trees on that course.
Doug, you get sensitive about Augusta having a lot of bird activity.
Well, they got nailed at one point at the broadcast for piping in fake bird sounds on the show.
Well, there's no trees at Erin Hills. Where the hell are the birds?
Well, there's no trees in the ocean either, and there's seagulls flying all around. Well,
watch this. Fly with me, lesbian seagull. You know what that's from?
No.
Beavis and Butthead.
Is it?
Yep. All right. Can you find that for me, Plowhawk? Fly with me, lesbian seagull.
I don't know how I missed that tune. It sounds like a fabulous little musical number.
The wife is going to set our one-year-old in the big part of the cart while setting multiple pineapples where he should be sitting just to test the waters. Doug, that comes from Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
It's going to test the waters.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack was going to be on my bag in the club championship, but I think I might have to ship her out and put PGA Pro Dan in.
Well, she'll be heartbroken to hear that.
She can work the beverage cart if the Swinghaven board member's wife can't work it.
Oh.
She can tote my sticks.
Okay.
See if she's interested.
Don't say tote my sticks.
All around the property.
Let's not say property or track or tote my sticks.
I wouldn't mind walking 18 holes if I don't have to carry my own bag.
Oh, I wouldn't walk 18 holes on a bet. I have no interest at all in walking. I didn't when I was 15 years old.
How is Normandy to walk?
I don't know. I'll never know. I'll never walk another golf course in my life. I'm not interested. I'm there to play golf. I'm not there to walk 5 miles.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty.
Hey, stop it.
Plowboy, where have you found Fly With Me, lesbian seagull?
Cussing?
No, it's on Beavis the Butthead. Doug, Beavis the Butthead.
Okay, I've missed it.
So gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, "Haw, haw, haw, come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly with me."
The guy who does this song is Engelbert
Humperdinck.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a good song.
He was a big star in the 60s and 70s.
And he wrote Lesbian Seagull.
This is the first time hearing of this. That's when you belong with me. He had a couple of legitimate hits.
Is this one of them? Top 10 at least?
No.
She skims the water at the meal time to see a fish, and she emerges with one squirming in her beak. She plays among the waves and hides between the swell.
Tim, I've been miserable this morning, but hearing this song has changed everything. You're the best therapist ever. Doug, it comes from Juan from PP Corp.
Hey, Juan. It was a real pick-me-up, that tune.
PGA Pro Dan would probably give better advice, but she knows her woods, Tim, and her way with the putter. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack, husband of Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
Trying desperately to get you to use his wife as your caddy.
And what does that with the putter thing mean? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
How did he sell that?
PUUUUU.TTER.
Okay, I don't like it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a code?
Well, if he's pushing his wife on you, I don't think you need a code. Obviously, he wants you to be with his wife.
Clip that off.
Just on the golf course, though,
because he didn't answer my question. I said she can carry my sticks, and he hasn't answered that one.
He's ignoring you, yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Big Al, what's going on?
Hello, Al.
Hey, I'm on my way to Normandy, but I sidetracked. I'm going to do some field reporting for the 590 wonderful show this morning. I'm getting ready to go into Schnucks, and I've got my golf hat on with my sunglasses, and I got a cigar, and I'm going to put the pineapple in the cart and walk around. I will report back with pictures and commentary after we get the wonderful Rick Hummel on. Talk to you later.
Wait. Right. Not just in the cart. It's got to be in the seat section for
and
the little kid.
And I love Big Al, but not every Joe Schmo is going to get picked up by swingers. I think they see like a Marcus Allen jersey with a chain that
what
says...
What about that Khalil Mack jersey he wears? That seems to say, hey, I'm upper crust.
Yeah, but then it disappears when you see that fake gold chain where I think it says number one player.
Surely he's not wearing that to play golf.
Wearing two golf gloves, you know, it might be a turn off.
But doesn't it need to be a chick with the pineapple?
Oh, is that right?
I mean, I don't think the dude's going to have a pineapple and the chick's going to come up and say, oh, do you swing?
Well, I think in that situation, maybe the wife is doing yoga or out of town or something. So maybe that's saying, hey,
she's up at Lululemon.
I do have a significant other not shopping with me currently, but still we're interested in picking up a couple.
Big Al, while you're up at Schnucks, could you pick up a bottle of bleach? Thanks. Doug, this is Derek Gould, and he is brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at GFIDigital.com. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, gentlemen, and old chum Ben.
I like that. Old chum Ben. I like that a lot.
Chum.
I like that, Ben.
That's almost as good as property.
Yeah, best hole in the property, Doug. Derek, the Cardinals enjoy facing the National League East as long as it's not the Washington Nationals, and they get another taste this evening. Your thoughts on the nature of the Cardinals' situation here as they face a couple of teams that you would think they'd be able to take advantage of heading into the final week of June?
So they have seven games here, three Phillies, three Pirates, and one against the Reds before going west to Arizona to face a legit team. There are five teams in the National League with more losses than the Cardinals. Three of them are arriving at their doorstep here. Sweet. Or welcoming into their house, as the Phillies are tonight. So this is a big stretch, I think, in the sense that, look, they Mozeliak laid it down, said, you know, you got 4 to 6 weeks to decide what kind of team this is and whether or not it can consider 2017 a season it cares about or whether or not it needs to look towards 2018. So far, they have done nothing to say that 2017 is a season when they can contend. If anything, it's the rest of the division that has helped them out. That just when they get Carpenter and Fowler going, like they imagine they could, the pitching staff goes upside down. And I mean, it's just a team that, you know, it's a little bit like an Indiana Jones movie, you know, where the floor keeps falling out from underneath them. Whatever they think they have a foothold on, it vanishes.
When you kind of look at the starting pitching as the latest floor to fall out, because the offense, when it finally kind of starts to produce a little bit in Baltimore, obviously a hitter's friendly ballpark there, but now the starters are off the grid a little bit. What do you make of kind of the rotation where it stands now, and specifically Wainwright and Michael Wacha, because I think those are probably the biggest concerns right now headed into this series in Philadelphia.
Well, I think it's fair to add Lance Lynn into that, you know, especially if he's going through a phase where his arm just isn't as lively. You know, that's not uncommon for a guy coming back from Tommy John. We saw that with Wainwright. We've seen that with other guys who are, you know, in their first year back from the elbow surgery. And if he's going through a phase there, not that he would talk a whole lot about it, but he might make fun of questions about it as he did the other day. And, you know, it's there. If he's going through that, that's just as alarming, because there's a guy who maybe can't give you six strong innings, and that's what they need from him. Wacha, they went through a stretch of tests here this past week and threw a light bullpen. And, you know, I've asked almost every day whether or not they're looking at doing something else with his start here in Philly. Matheny didn't dismiss that. He said, we're going to try to stick with what we have for now. But, you know, it's subject to evaluation. And it seems like they're sort of taking that route with Wacha for sure. They want, you know, they have Lyons where they feel like he can be stretched out, as he showed the other day in relief of Wainwright. And then, of course, they have some young guys who you wrote about, Fredrickson, that they might be able to turn to if they really need a different look. But, you know, with Wainwright and Waka, they've just, they both had these patches. Waka's is ongoing, and Wainwright's flares up where they just don't have any fastball command. And when they don't have any fastball command, they don't have any other pitch that they can turn to. Even, you know, the other day, Wainwright didn't have a feel for his breaking ball against a team that is susceptible to breaking balls. That was alarming to me watching that. And then you could just guess what direction it was going to go for Lance Lynn. But, you know, for him not to have that because he didn't have command of his fastball, that was a concern. And, you know, he feels like he had a mechanical. He was out there the next day, to be honest, going through mechanic things, trying to figure out where, you know, where his timing was off. So we'll see. You know, I mean, he's got another start here. They're going to have a lot more patience with him than they will with Waka, that's for sure.
It seems like Dexter and Matt Carpenter seem to be figuring out this hitting thing that they're supposed to be pretty good at.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least, huh? I mean, they're on base more than 50% of the time. They have provided 32 of the Cardinals' last 60 runs. Fowler has home runs in four consecutive games. You know, they got 22 RBIs between them in the past 10 games. They're hitting greater than, what, 440 combined when you look back to when they've made the flip to first and second. So, yeah, I mean, this is what they – it's not the order that they had imagined, but it's the production that they had imagined.
Is if the rotation doesn't get back on track, do you think they go to Jack Flaherty or Luke Weaver, and how much of that depends on Luke's back? Because I know that you've reported on that, kind of his spasm issues that set him back in spring training even.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, health is going to be the deciding factor. You know, I mean, if he's not healthy, then he's not in the conversation. If they can't count on him, then he's not in the conversation. The whole thing is based on his health. You know, turning to Flaherty is a little bit different. You know, he's not on the roster. They'd have to, they have the room. They can make that move, but they would also crank up his, you know, he doesn't have to go on the 40-man this year to be protected now. I mean, that's less of a point if they feel like, I guess the way to look at that is if they do that, then that's a real emphasis that they're putting on 2017. If they don't, then it's a revelation that 2018 is starting to go from tickling the back of their brain to the frontal lobe.
You see any big picture reason for any big picture reason for optimism that it might really get turned around this year? Is Carpenter and Fowler starting to hit, is that enough to think that maybe they could get back in it?
I mean, if you're up there, you know, mining the rivers for gold, and you know, there's a whole lot of sludge coming your way, but you got to find something to, I guess, you know, hang on to and a reason to stick around. It's the fact that they've shown success in areas that they need, right? I mean, they have pitched exceptionally well. Right now, they are getting hitting from Dexter Fowler and Matt Carpenter. So these are two aspects that they need. The bullpen, you know, it's a jumble as rolls, but you know, it's starting to produce better. Not as consistent, but it's having run. I mean, even Brett Cecil has the one blemish, but overall has pitched pretty well over the last several weeks. So the bullpen has it. And I, you know, the defense is better. It has improved. Ledmus Diaz particularly has improved. The outfield defense with Tommy Pham out there improved. In fact, the whole team, you know, has a different kind of feel with Tommy Pham around, to be honest, which I find fascinating that a guy who started the year in AAA can come up and not just set a tone on the field, but, you know, help the team defensively, but also you see him starting to take on more of a demanding role in the clubhouse too, which I find remarkable. But you know, and then the base running is a mess. But they feel like, in talking with folks over to the last, they feel like there's a way to improve that either by just more self-awareness of how good a base runner you are, and not just running to situations, but running to your own skill level and talk about that way. Don't just talk about base running, you know, as this global entity, but talk about it like you talk about hitting, where it's individualized. And, And one of the players was telling me that they spend so much time talking about base running that he feels like he doesn't have the instincts to do it because he's going through a checklist. Like, is this what I do? Is this what I do? Where it's become more academic than instinctual. And that's a problem. And they were trying to work on that as well. So I think if you got to cling to something, Doug, it's the fact that they've shown that they can do well three facets of the game that they need to do well. And, you know, if the offense sticks like this, it's elite. If the pitching is like it was for the first 6 weeks, it's really good, and that's a contender. Now, do they have the wherewithal to combine them? We just haven't seen that, and there's nothing to say, oh, yeah, yeah, of course they're going to put it together.
Is there a sense that with Fowler starting to produce, and he's been trending in the right direction for a while now, that now that he's performing, that he maybe you kind of start to see what, I guess, that Fowler effect that you thought you might see it when they brought him in? Because I don't know, it's probably hard, I think, to show up to a new team and then when you're struggling to be outspoken and be kind of a team leader if you're new to the equation. Do you get the sense that he has been limited in that capacity by his struggles to start the season, and could that change now that he's performing?
Boy, that's an interesting question. And, you know, it is something where we see a lot of examples of, Ben, where you see a guy who, you know, needs performance to be a leader, right? Like, it's hard to say, hey, get your house in order when his house isn't in order. And that's clubhouse politics, but that's also probably true in any walk of life. You know, I mean, it would be hard for me to go to you and say, hey, man, your verb noun agreement isn't working out here. And you could come back and say, yeah, well, you just mix seven metaphors and split an infinitive, jerk.
Yeah, you dangled your modifier. Right. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, not the first time. But when you have when you have better performance, then you seem to have a better platform. The only thing, though, that I will add to that, though, is you also run the risk of not being consistent. And the more I've been around baseball, particularly baseball, you know, it's not the guy who leads when he's only going well that captures a team or that galvanizes a team. It's the guy who is consistent in what he does. And even when he struggles, he stays with it. You know, I wrote about a little bit about, you know, this trust factor. And just I was asking around about it, and it was amazing the different directions a lot of the players took it. Some of it took it, you know, hey, you got to trust that the guy's going to do the job. And I went on the field, and they're like, well, not just there, but off the field too. You got to trust that the teammate's going to put in the work so that he prepares. And one of the guys told me, he said, well, you know, the only thing you can really trust in is the process, right? Okay, and this fits in with your leadership question. You know, because you're not going to be able to, you can't go out there and say, hey, pitcher, throw me a fastball, or hey, pitcher, throw me a curve that I can double because I really need a double right now to lead this team. No, but if you have a good at bat, and if it results in a hard out, and, you know, that's the way it goes, you're 0-1, then you had trust in your process, and you lead by example that way. I think that's where they are right now. I don't think they need somebody who, you know, is performing and can all of a sudden stand up on better stats and command attention. I think they need somebody who knows what it's like to be on a winning team and the consistency that demands, who can stand up there and say, look, this is what it goes. What the results that follow, you can't always control, but the effort and the intention and the fundamentals, that's key, the fundamentals, the knowledge of how to play the game and contend, you can control. And you don't need performance to be a leader who can tap into that. You don't need a performance to be a leader. You just need to have been around.
For the people impatient with the team, wanting to see him make a move, make a trade, I did see the other day that Buster Olney said they may be interested in J.D. Martinez of the Tigers or Abisail Garcia of the White Sox. You hearing anything about that? Would a move like that make sense?
J.D. Martinez has come up quite a few times. You know, I haven't been able to kind of connect the dots strong enough. I haven't heard, you know, that would be a guy that, you know, kind of fits what the Cardinals were looking for. You know, they have I mean, they have. They have looked at what options are out there. And one of the things that the front office was trying to understand was whether or not there were options out there this summer, meaning in the next month, that they could have control over for next summer. That's far more appealing. And they're trying to see, all right, well, if this guy can be had, or if, you know, this player is going to make too much money next year for the team, he's on, then can they come in and swoop in and take advantage of what they have, which is, you know, they have financial benefits, meaning they have room on their payroll to take on a larger salary. They also have, performing minor leaguers. That's a big part of this, and we have not seen the Cardinals willing to part with them. But, you know, they might be in a spot where they can't, and if they do, and that's, I guess, where J.D. Martinez doesn't come in, you know, it's could they get that on the, you know, on the, I mean, for less of a prospect, but isn't it better for them to maybe shoot higher as far as control goes? So, you know, you're going to hear a lot of names that connect to them. I know that they're sort of looking around going through, all right, well, this guy would be a short term, like you look out at Kansas City, right? Kansas City might have a few fits, but they would be short term. Detroit was one. The White Sox, what do they do with Todd Frazier? And is Todd Frazier even the type of guy that would fit for the Cardinals? And what would they do with him? He's got a name, and he's got, some track record there, and certainly has, a reputation for power, but is the production there to match it? I think these are all things that are coming into play, but, you know, I think Ben wrote it well in his story today is, you know, they're in a spot right now where they exhaust all their options while looking at what direction they could go. But if this goes, you know, sideways or continues to go sideways by the end of June, I mean, they're not shopping.
Derek Gould brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at GFIdigital.com. Derek, we appreciate the time as always, sir. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. Tighten up that verb noun agreement, Ben.
Yeah, that did seem like
you were a little. All right,
Goldie. That was a shot.
That was right at the end. Hey, look, everybody. It's Ryan Kelly on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He's the title sponsor of the show, and he took Larry Nickel to Money in the Bank and Kirkwood Brewhouse on Sunday, brother. Mm-hmm. Hello, Ryan.
I don't know what was the bigger highlight, Kirkwood Brewhouse or Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Doug, what would you rank?
Well, definitely Kirkwood Brewhouse. I wouldn't go to Money in the Bank if you gave me $100.
Wow.
Absolutely. You could go to Money in the Bank anytime. You can only get to Kirkwood Brewhouse here and there, you know? So right. I'll take Kirkwood Brewhouse over pay-per-view Money in the Bank any day.
I would say, yeah. I would say that's the case.
Brewhouse. The place is packed. It was packed on a Sunday.
Pony.
Golfers are in there. Families are in there. Everybody. The bar was packed. The restaurant was doing good. As always, the food was incredible. Nixter had some chicken wings. He slammed on a couple Bud Lights.
Oh, my God.
Big cheeseburger. He likes pepper jack cheese. If anybody's fortunate enough to take old Larry out for a date, he likes cheese.
Doug, you taking Larry out for a date?
Well, probably not. Okay. He had chicken wings and the cheeseburger.
He told us he didn't have chicken wings.
He did specifically say, I did not have wingy. He said it.
In all fairness, I ordered the wings, and they got on the table right as he was walking in. So maybe he forgot because he wasn't part of the initial order.
Ah, interesting. But did he or did he not have wings?
He did. Yes, sir.
And what about, we're going to have to get him back on and get an apology.
What about chocolate cake with icing?
Did he have cake?
He did have cake.
Yeah, Doug, I told you, you have to wash it down.
I looked at him when he was going through the burger, and I said, Larry, you want a little dessert? He goes, mm-hmm. How about chocolate cake? He goes, mm-hmm.
Sounds like he filled up his belly real nice, like.
Clip that off.
He did, and then we went down to the show, and I'll tell you, that's like walking into a high school football game with Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Woo. They love Larry at these wrestling events, don't they, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm Ryan Kelly. Like, who? This is Larry over here.
Well, maybe not a lot of home buyers in the crowd.
Strictly a rental community.
I wonder if it's worth spending some dollars in here to, you know, get some deals.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I'm coming to the same conclusion.
Probably not. Yeah.
I don't think April would approve the WWE budget. April, I need some money for WWE. Just look at me like, nah, not happening.
Nope.
Girls
nope.
always shut me down on the money. That's kind of how my life goes. My wife at home, she controls everything. I have April here at the office. She controls it all, and every time I need money, I have to go beg the girls, and maybe that's a good thing. You know, I'm
I'm one that sometimes I can spend money on silly stuff. Nothing crazy, but, you know, I don't know. Let me give you an example.
Yeah,
I can be standing in the checkout line, and I see a great magazine, St. Louis Magazine or something. I'm like, oh, I'm going to read this in the bathroom. Let me tell you, it never really makes it out of the car. So it's good that girls control the money so I don't spend it on silly stuff and keep saving it, keep investing it in the business, keep growing the business the way we are. Let's switch this around. I'll give you a quick mortgage thing and we'll get out of here. Interest rates, they're low. I mean that. They've been low for like 6 years. I get that. But after the election, interest rates went up about a full point, literally in about a week.
Yeah.
A full point. And there was just that big shock, like, holy cow, the Don won. What's going to happen now? And the market hadn't priced that in. I think pretty much most people had priced in that Hillary would walk away with that election, and she did it. And not here to discuss all that, but the point is it shocked the market. Interest rates go up, and now we're back into those low, low, low levels. It took several months to kind of settle in and realize, hey, the world's not over. Things are still happening, and here we go. So current mortgage rate's not in the threes. I want to hear from you today. I want to see how much money I can save you. So you can jump on the show and you can tell everybody, hey, Ryan Kelly just saved me a ton of money on my home. 314-781-9700, always online at thehomeloanexpert.com. My company's the Home Expert LLC. Boys, I appreciate you letting me jump on with you today at the 9 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock. I'm gonna get back to the deals. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless. Well, there he is, the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. And we'll have to get Larry back on because this is kind of a serious charge. He said he did not have wingy wingy, and Ryan said he did. So,
and Ryan saying, "Well, maybe he's saying he didn't order the wings." Well, that wasn't the question to Larry. The question to Larry was, "Did you eat the wings?
Did you have them?" Doug, this 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Now, we had a good discussion on this Fan Pin Club Championship, and I believe the first matches, Iggy, they start here within about a week and a half, I think.
Yeah, I think the 30th.
Have you set up your match yet? And who are you playing with, Billy Shackalady?
No, I haven't.
Doug, is he playing Billy Shackalady?
I believe that's his opponent.
No, I'm not. I forgot the guy's name.
Ooh, disrespecting him.
No, I don't see him much on the fan page. He did say Iggy looking forward to playing, and I said I just liked it.
What if it was a member of the CJ6?
Well, what are you going to do?
It's my credo.
I have no problem with them.
You practicing at all?
No, I got kind of an elbow thing. I'm resting.
You're in rest mode.
Well, I slept on it wrong two nights ago, and it's kind of barking.
Well, that's no good.
No, I'll go hit some balls maybe this afternoon, loosen it up, and whenever he wants to play, I'll play. You know, I'm good any time.
I won't be able to play until like first, second week of July when I get back.
But you'll be ready to go. That's a lot of golf down there in Carolina.
Yeah, Doug, I'm expecting to fire 4 under at Harbortown. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I think it makes this hole look so pretty.
Stop those descriptions.
Number 18 at Harbortown. I aim for the lighthouse.
My favorite hole in the property.
Christmas. Oh, you're so cool. You're so knowledgeable. It
sounded like Jay Delsing.
Doug, was that Jay Delsing?
I don't think
so. He went to St. Louis U High.
I know he did, but that wasn't him.
Who was it?
Where did that come from?
My favorite hole in the property.
Sounds like Delsing.
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
My favorite hole in the property.
I don't think that's him.
My favorite hole in the property.
Yeah, play one more time.
My favorite hole in the property.
Right.
I think that's Paul Azinger.
So, Iggy, who's going to be on your bag?
Ball sack's wife.
She just sent in a text.
I can't. Don't even read it. I'll redraw what I said. No, I don't want her on my bag.
Sorry, Iggy. I was only going to handle Tim's bag to have an in with Anna Marie. Wow. That's from Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife.
Lord, it isn't. It's from him.
That's
from the wrinkled sack himself.
Well, no, there's two different phone numbers. Now, I believe that is Scott Trinkle Ball Sack's wife, but we're not 100% sure because, Doug, sometimes guys text in and acting like they're women.
Oh, you think? Yeah, you think?
Scott may have two phones and using one
like
as
Ray
text
King.
As his
Ray
wife.
King could be texting in. I'm not talking about the Ray King who goes to Taco Bell. I'm talking about the Cardinal reliever.
Burger King. Right. What Boy, he had a big stomach. Just, it was like, just packed in there. It's like a bag of cement was packed in that gut. He just looked at it. Looked
didn't
like
she?
It was rock
didn't
hard.
She say at Foot Fetish Friday though she's been with chicks?
Doug,
I don't know. I left right in the middle.
I think she said she's been with chicks.
Plowhawk, do you remember? I know you had a friend, but
yeah, she was scissoring for sure.
Oh come on! You don't know that. You don't know that.
Late high school, early college days.
Oh, I didn't even remember we got that specific.
Well, I didn't want to ask the age. I've seen that. path.
Well when Jay asked, again, a very uplifting question, which was, where were you on September 11th? And she goes, I don't know, third grade? That kind of gave you an idea of the age range right there.
Right.
We just were alarmed then to hear she had three children.
Right.
It was a moment for Doug and I, because you were probably like in sixth grade or something.
I was in sixth grade, yes.
Were you really?
Yes.
Ah! Doug, I was already had a year under my belt at KMOV.
I was probably a sophomore, maybe.
But no, I was working with you.
I was in art class, yeah. I just figured China did it, because my dad was always talking about how China's going to take over the world, so I just assumed it was China.
No, not China.
And that wasn't. You're right.
No.
They don't like China over in Sedalia?
No, just, you know, we've got to be aware of the up-and-coming powers. My dad's woke.
Nice.
I'll just drive the cart then. I don't need a caddy.
Do you see this?
So you're now out on the caddy.
Come on, it had to be her or nobody?
Well, you might have somebody else in play here.
What do we have going on?
Yeah, Timmy Tom-Tom says, hey, Iggy, I'll ask my wife to carry your, quote, sticks at the tournament as long as you promise you're referring to your golf clubs and not your collection of human leg bones.
Going with this.
Yeah, that's...
Are you open to another caddy if it's a gal?
I mean, possibly. I mean, they're not breaking down the internet to caddy for Iggy.
Well, I think Timmy Tom-Tom's in.
Yeah,
he says his wife
like
is on board. He wants a clarification here.
Did she ramen feed Larry?
That was an off-road trucker from Florida. Probably the panhandle, if I had to guess.
What was her text
name? The first one.
Did she have a name on the text line?
The first one. Who did? That was
Timmy the Tickler.
Timmy the Tickler's
Timmy
wife.
The Tickler,
thank you,
not
Plow
Timmy
Hawk.
The Tom. So Timmy the Tickler and Timmy the Tom-Tom.
No, there's Timmy Tom-Tom and Timmy the Tickler. Doug, do you follow this?
Yeah.
Dildo?
And Timmy
Dildo?
Recaps, they're all three
Dildo?
Different people?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'll caddy for Iggy if he washes my back afterwards. That's from Doug's secret friend.
I don't have a secret friend.
No, I don't want a dude carrying my bag.
I'll man your bag, Iggy. That's from the Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy. See, there's a bunch of people who want to carry your bag.
But when you say carry the, you just mean drive the cart, right? You don't think someone's really going to carry the bag for 18 holes. You think a girl is really going to carry your bag for
Fanny did it.
Holes?
Fanny did it.
Well, she was getting paid.
I'll pay my caddy. You don't think I'm going to pay PGA Pro Dan?
Yeah, sure he is. I have a Missouri State Lady Bears pod bag. It's not
pod bag.
It's not heavy
what
at all.
What the hell's a pod
it's
bag?
It's a stand bag. It's not
why?
Heavy at all. I'm not like Doug. I don't have the 900-pound Doug Vaughn with my name on it bag.
Yeah, that's what I got.
It was a gift. Big Al is at the store with the pineapple and cart, by the way.
See how that goes.
Yeah, he gave me permission to post that on the fan page.
See how that goes also. Iggy, my girlfriend said she may be down, but she's over 17. Is that too old to carry your bag? Thanks. That's from the River DePere Yacht Captain.
Okay, DePerzy.
Timmy Tom-Tom is back. He says, I love Iggy. I just know we have to set up boundaries with him. Sounds like there's a lot of offers coming in now.
Mm-hmm. No, you get paid. I would like to walk 18 holes.
I think nowadays it counts to have the caddy driving the cart and will get out and hand you the club out of the bag, maybe, instead of actually carry the lug.
On the Champions Tour, they do that.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
I don't even know why they have a caddy. Can't you just grab your own club, old man?
Well, they're going to clean it and everything.
Bernhard Langer, Doug.
Now he walks.
Wow. Maybe that's why he's winning.
And he's got a chick on the bag, which could be
Fanny.
Could be his daughter.
Not Fanny.
No, I think Fanny's retired.
I think Steve Stricker had his wife carrying his bag this weekend in his home state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, she does. When he first got on tour, she carried it everywhere. And then she got pregnant.
Well, I wish her the best.
But certain events, she will carry the bag. She's a sweetheart. I have met his wife.
Now, where'd you meet her?
At the Opar Napoli Congressional?
You met on Steve Stricker's wife at Congressional?
On the driving range.
What in the
what
hell?
What were you doing on the range? It was a tournament.
Was this the one that Rory won?
No, back in 90...
You were just playing there at Congressional.
96, 97?
The years are getting blurry on him.
No, I was working for Sports Illustrated Golf Plus. The great Mike Kelly.
It sounds like something you just made up. I got to tell you. It's like you couldn't go with something, so you combined Mike Bush's Sports Plus with Sports Illustrated.
Mike Kelly was doing a guy named Steve Bunyard.
Bunzi.
Bought this. And Mike Kelly, we did it every Sunday. It was a recap of the PGA Tour event.
Oh.
And we would go out to the event for the week, and I would just do a bunch of stuff during the week, get some interviews in the can. And then Kelly would do the thing live Sunday from the event. And I was already back home. But I would do interviews. And I was up on the range, and Fanny was up there with...
Let me just send...
Stricker's wife.
Something to
no, I don't even
Bill
think Fella was playing that. But that's where I met Stricker's wife. She played golf, I think, for Indiana. I think he played for Illinois.
Big Ten, Doug.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's that's no big deal. I'm not lying about meeting Steve Stricker's wife. My God, it's not. I met his wife. Well, she was up there caddying for him.
Attractive gal?
She is a cutie.
She's a cutie.
She's a cutie.
How did you get the Missouri State women's golf bag?
You were a big Jackie Stiles guy. Nurse!
I will go.
I played in their golf tournament. We won.
The...
I was playing with...
Is that at Bethpage Black?
79 and a half.
No, I think it was at Ledgestone, I believe.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yes, it was. Yeah, who won the U.S. Open in 96-97 at Congressional? Because we know Doug Rory won a kind of a soggy Congressional in 2011.
Tiger won it, I think, didn't
he? Eldrick.
I remember it was it Jack's final U.S. Open? And he needed a hole out from the fairway. He's playing with Tiger, actually, in the first two rounds. And I think it was Jay, I, and Smitty were up by the 18th green. And I said, you know, Jack's got a hole out to make the cut here. And he put it like 2 inches away.
Ah!
It just spun left 2 inches from the hole. If he made it, he made the cut. So
my favorite hole in the property.
That was one of my favorite holes in that property.
I just don't like that whole talk.
Again, that's where, I think I met her. I've been to many golf tournaments, so I don't know.
I'll just send
him a number, so that's what I'm doing right now. Just give me a second, folks. I just got to send him.
After the break, I'll come up with some more lies.
Tim, every show, Iggy says he met a C-lister's relative. Tomorrow we will hear how Iggy played golf with Bernhard Langer's brother. Doug, it's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
No.
Larry, real quickly, Ryan Kelly said you did have Wingy Wingy at Kirkwood Brewhouse. You said you did not have Wingy Wingy. Someone is being lied to.
Well, I think that I read trash of tape when I did during my recap. I did have Wingy Wingy.
Oh, my God. You did. Oh, my God.
Were you trying to hide some calories on us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess at this point, could be more honest. How did you enjoy the wings?
I enjoyed them. They were not as hot as I wanted them, but they were hot wings.
They're kind of sweet. I really like our wings. Sometimes I crave them. I really do. I don't know what the deal with that is. And then off the menu, this is like Nobu. Watch this, Doug. Nobu.
Hey. Yeah, heard you do that.
Oh, you like Jumpman too?
No.
Okay. Off menu, secret for our audience. You can get a buffalo chicken sandwich or buffalo chicken strips.
Why in that voice? Some people order it like that? You people order it like that right. So that the guy at the table next to you doesn't hear it.
Right.
And he doesn't
secret menu at Nobu.
What's the point of having a secret menu?
To like make people feel like they're in, kind of like ordering animal style at In-N-Out.
What's that?
I don't know, but everybody says you got to do it.
Well, animal style?
What is it, the McChicken with the burgers on it at McDonald's?
Doug, do you ever get chicken with burgers on it?
Hell no.
I think we just had Ben Fred's mic go out again.
Happens to the best of them. It's my credo.
Say something, Ben Fred.
I think I was...
Nurse!
We can't hear you!
Nurse!
What?
Clip that off, if you would.
Hey, Larry, have you ever had the McDougal at McDonald's?
Now, what the hell's a McDougal?
I don't know. No, what is the McDougal?
It's like a combo between the McDouble and the McChicken. It's off menu.
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Try it sometime. It's delicious.
And so, seriously, it's chicken with burgers?
Yeah, they kind of just mix up one of those two sandwiches there. I'm not sure what the direct. I think it's maybe the double cheeseburger with the McChicken patty somewhere in between. I believe that. Well, where I'm from, they call it the McDougal. I'm sure it goes by different names in different places.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Larry. Also, real quickly, I noticed you just put people on notice on the fan page because why?
Because people like to have me harassed. They want to go through me. To harass Doug.
Hmm. Okay, and you probably support this, Doug.
No, I'm oblivious to it all.
Okay.
What, you don't want people going through me to harass you,
Oh, Doug? I don't care, Larry. It's whatever they want to do. Some of these folks have very shallow lives.
Well, I'm putting them on notice, because next time I get asked to harass Doug, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I want to play my balance by doing nothing.
Right.
Thank you, Nixie.
Larry, God bless you and God bless America.
Have a nice American.
There he is, Larry Nickel with us. All right, got a break. Doug, the Hot Shots email of the day is going to be huge today with all the prizes on the line because this month is so competitive. Stephen Wildwood leading by a point over Misty Plops. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Matt, who bowls at Hanks. Mario in Chicago. They're all in the mix. Keep an eye on it. Only 9 more shows in the month of June. Could Stephen Wildwood shock the world? Could take a big step toward doing so. Hit 945 here on 590 The Fan.